Hello, and welcome to the Gore Ghouls. Once again, I'm Samantha.
And I'm Caitlin.
And today, we're going to talk about our favorite Halloween destinations and where we hope to go in the future.
Wishes! We got some bucket list stuff.
Yes, lots of bucket list stuff.
Yeah, we put this down to three each, though. And they're all different, because we do have a bunch of the same places we'd like to go.
And technically, most of mine, I would say two of three, even three of three, don't necessarily have to be at Halloween time.
No. I think, all of mine, Halloween just adds that little special, flavor to it.
Yeah.
Which is really cool, but
that's why I said it's more haunted / Halloween destinations that we want to go to.
Yeah. We just always, I guess, lump that into the Halloween category because it would be so much fun to do it on Halloween as well.
Yeah, and one of mine, I want to see the fall foliage.
That's true.
In the leaves, as, you know, we admit that we are Halloween basic bitches.
Oh, we love being basic. So basic.
We're not talking full Ugg boots, but, you know,
no, I like but a we're almost there.
Yeah. And I enjoy a pumpkin spice latte. But we wanted to go ahead and talk about our, we've been to a couple of haunted / Halloween places. The ones that I had written down, I don't know if there, you might want to add to them. I can't, you know, I'm pretty sure I got them all. But we've been to Salem, Massachusetts. We've been to Casadega, which is actually only an hour away from us.
We're lucky. We're super lucky with that.
Yeah. Once, while we were in Salem, we went to Fall River, which is about an hour and a half outside of Salem, to go to the Lizzie Borden House, and we also did Profile Rock, which is one third of the Bridgewater Triangle up in Massachusetts.
That was super fun to learn about, too.
Yeah.
And it was gorgeous. And the next time we go, I do want to try and, have a day for just that.
Yeah, that was something, I have to say, as much as I enjoyed last time that we went to Salem, we've been there twice now, I feel like we missed out on going to Profile Rock.
Yeah. Well, and there's always, I don't know, we're always going to go back. There's always something more to do. It just makes us really crave going back.
Yeah.
At some point, honestly.
But I figured that we would start with the littler ones and then finish with Salem, and then we'll go into what we want to talk about the places we want to visit.
Okay.
Just because Salem is our granddaddy, and it's something that we've done twice now over Halloween, and not that we're experts by any means, but we definitely have the things that we like to do there and the things that we won't miss, including going to specific restaurants and things that we go and do there.
Yeah.
So we'll save that for the end because we have more to talk about that. But do you want to go ahead and start with Casadega?
Sure. Yeah.
So Casadega is a little town. We live in Orlando, Disney area. It's about an hour, roughly, maybe an hour and a half, depending on traffic and stuff, about from away from us in
Daytona.
It's a little before Daytona Beach. So, it's a little crossroads. The first time that we went, which was, I think, about 5-6 years ago now. We went to go there because we've heard about it. You know, we're into all the witchy and the Wiccan stuff. Not full-blown, but we've dabbled. And so, we've heard about Casadega pretty much our whole lives living in Kissimmee. And and so we wanted to go to Casadega. So we did it for Caitlin's birthday a few years ago now.
Yep.
And we got readings, but we used Google Maps to get there because we didn't know how. I don't think I'd even passed it or really paid attention.
Only just saw the sign.
Yeah. So, we went there and it turns out that really the main part of Casadega where the hotel and everything is basically a crossroads.
Maybe, 20 feet long.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, you know, we were a little taken aback the first time that we went there.
You just kind of, hit a sign that's welcome to Casadega Spiritual Camp. And
yeah.
And it's, now leaving Casadega Spiritual Camp.
Yeah. So
it's great, though. It's amazing.
There's a few things. There's, the purple store.
Yep.
There's the Hotel Casadega. There's the white store on the corner.
The welcome store. The welcome center.
Yeah, kind of like the tourist welcome center where you can go in there and they have an entire wall dedicated to all of the psychic people that live at Casadega. We've been there twice. We've got readings both times.
We've been there three times.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we did by ourselves.
And then I've seen my psychic twice.
Yeah. So, we actually took a quiet, because we've been there with friends and with family both times, and we wanted to take this a quiet trip. This third time
we just went.
After some big events in our lives, we decided that we needed a spiritualist to talk to us about it.
Yep.
So, it's really cool there. Like I said, there's little shops. You can buy all kinds of essential oils, all kinds of different little Wiccan type things that you need, any kind of supplies, candles,
rocks,
crystals,
everything.
Everything to do with your chakra, every different kind of thing.
And that's the fun thing about there too, is you got the tarots and you've got the psychics and stuff like that, but they also do a lot of the aura stuff.
Yeah.
So I know you got
it was like a chakra cleansing.
Yeah, one of those. But they do like a bunch of different stuff. Mm-hmm. And even though there's only three or four buildings, there's probably 2 to 3 readers or tarots to the building. So you have plenty of choices.
Well, and there's different choices depending on if you do want a tarot reading or if you want a medium who can speak to the dead and things like that. Yeah. I think the first time we went, we both got tarot readings.
We did tarot, yeah.
So, and it's amazing. Like, it's a very neat thing. We haven't been able to get there for Halloween yet, because Halloween's
a super busy season
for us. So hopefully this year we'll be able to carve out at least a day to go down there.
Yeah, it's super worth it.
Now. Yeah, so Casadega's really cool. I recommend it highly you're in Orlando. For sure.
There's, they definitely, I mean, the lady that I go to made me believe, hard.
Jennifer.
Right?
Yeah.
Hardcore made me believe. And I can't remember the name of her little shop.
It's the first one on the corner.
The very first one on the left. But,
they have, the light up rainbow sign and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, she hardcore made me believe, because you always like the idea of a psychic, but you always think, I don't know, because they just know their trade. How real are they?
They can, they might just be good at reading people.
Exactly.
Instead of actually doing what they say they're going to do.
No, she made me believe. At least in her. But it's super fun regardless. And they're very nice. Well, there's one place that's not nice, but they're very nice.
Yeah. And a lot of the times, too, I know with my second reading, he was a medium and used tarot to kind of show me. It was more of a, what do you call it? Visual aid as opposed to a tarot reading.
Yeah, yeah.
He used tarot cards to kind of do that and show the different parts of my life and what was going to happen and things like that. He actually let me record the entire session.
Yeah, he seemed like he was super nice when you were talking about it.
Yeah, and I know that that's something, I think mom's psychic did that too. Mom she's not very technologically inclined, so she didn't do it.
He could have just put his cell phone on the table.
Yeah.
She'd been like, he recorded it.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that a lot of them will allow you to record it so that you can go back later on and play it back for yourself. Mine went over the next 12 months of my year. So obviously that's not something I'm going to remember unless I take notes or something like that. And obviously I didn't plan on taking notes. So, but yeah, he let me read.
They're very nice.
His name was Ronald. He was really good.
They probably range. I know mine's 60. And she's probably the higher end of it. It seems like it ranges depending on what you want from 20 to 60.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
And you're not going every week or anything like that. Maybe a couple of times a year to figure, like I said, we had some life events that happened and it was something that we wanted to go and do quietly, just the two of us.
Yeah.
To see if, because she did the last reading that Caitlin had.
She revealed some major, major life-changing things, and I didn't believe her at the time, and then they happened.
Yeah.
And she's great, but anything you want to do, they've got all kinds of stuff there. And it's nice, very quiet town.
Yeah, it's beautiful there.
And it's beautiful, and where did we go for downtown? There's a gorgeous downtown.
It's downtown Deltona.
Deltona, yeah. And it's beautiful if you want to go get lunch and do
it's downtown DeLand.
There you go.
Yeah,
yep, DeLand. That's it. Beautiful shops, antique, little dress shops, beach.
Lots of thrift stores and antiques and stuff like that.
So you can really make a good day out of it.
Shout out to the Pinup Parlor Boutique there.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. All the rockabilly stuff and, try to dress that way. And it's basically the only place in Orlando that I know of that we can buy that type of stuff, reproduction stuff as opposed to vintage or thrift store. They didn't have asses like ours in the 50s.
Yeah.
So it's hard to find actual actual vintage clothing.
Yeah.
So that's Casadega. That's in Orlando, like I said, in DeLand, about an hour outside of Disney if you're here for a vacation or anything. I know that we get more tourists than most places.
Well, it's right off I-4 if you're going through.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there. Yeah. It's really not...
It's probably 5 minutes off the highway.
It's like two turns.
Yeah.
Two turns, you just got to trust that it's back there because it's kind of through woods and a little neighborhood.
It's a little scary.
Yeah. You just got to trust that it's back there. They don't... There's not, like, Disney signs for it.
No.
You literally hit a sign that says, welcome to the Spiritualist Camp, and that is it.
And I enjoy that because I think that makes it more of, like, the real deal as opposed to, like, hey, everybody, come here and get your readings.
Yeah. So
there's no big light-up psychic signs or anything like that.
It's not gaudy at all.
No.
There's nothing gaudy there. They're very much, you can tell that they are there for the people that are spiritualists, that practice Wicca, that follow that kind of stuff. So it's cool. Yeah. Highly recommend. Super fun.
All right, so we'll move on to Profile Rock. Like I said, that's one of the three parts of the Bridgewater Triangle.
Uh-huh.
In Massachusetts, New England area. Profile Rock is, it's called that because if you look at it in a certain angle, the face of the, I would say it's more of a cliff as opposed to a rock.
Yeah, it's definitely.
It's a good 200 feet up in the air.
It's up there.
So... It looks like a face.
Yes.
So that's why it's called Profile Rock. They say that a lot of the times it's in the middle of a forest. They say that a lot of the Native American type folklore and ghosts and spirits hang out there.
Yeah.
A lot of a specific tribe that I wish I had looked up the name of now before we did this, but it's a specific tribe that had lived around that area that there was a chief and Profile Rock was kind of their...
Stomping grounds.
Yeah. So, there's lots of, like, spirits that have been seen there. There's actually, in the Bridgewater Triangle itself, there's been, Bigfoot-type things that have been seen.
Yeah.
UFO lights, sightings.
Lots of lights.
Yeah. Orbs, things like that. So, it's a pretty cool place to go. I was very excited when we were going to Lizzie Borden, because Profile Rock, is halfway between Lizzie Borden and Salem.
Yeah, it's easy.
So, it's basically, again, right off the highway when you're coming home from Salem area through Boston. I would say maybe, 30 minutes outside of Boston?
Yeah.
So, it's not quite, it's a little bit of a trek, but honestly, the foliage,
it's
beautiful.
Well, when you get up on the rock, there's not a tree in the way.
Yeah.
You're above the tree line. It is absolutely stunning, and you can't see any cities.
No.
You can't. I think you saw a water tower off in the distance.
It's literally miles and miles and miles of just trees.
It's
so beautiful.
Stunning. It's so stunning.
Actually, I have a picture of the skyline on top of Profile Rock, so I'll go ahead and put that on our Instagram.
We'll put it on, for sure.
Once the episode comes up, then I'll put that on there and let you guys see what we see what we saw.
It's gorgeous. And it is very, tranquil. But... It was very quiet.
Yeah, we were the only people there at the time.
Very quiet.
Yeah. Actually, we had a bit of a scare because we had parked in the actual parking lot that was supposed to be for visiting that park and doing the trails and things like that. And we're on top of this, we've climbed up this 200-foot rock to get to the top, and we're just tranquilly sitting up there, taking pictures, enjoying each other's company, and we hear screaming... Yep. Of, hey, what are you doing? So we're thinking that we're going to get in trouble for climbing the rock. So we come down and it just turned out that they wanted to close the gates to the parking area.
The guy was super nice, but he's just like, hey, if you're out there, oh my God, are you out there? And we're like, how long have we been up there?
Yeah, we're thinking that Bigfoot is coming or something. Yeah, we think that maybe we've died.
Been missing for 2 weeks or something crazy. So, it was scary.
That was fun.
It was super fun, though.
But yeah, it's gorgeous. And we didn't have any paranormal experiences.
No, it was
but
the middle of the day.
One thing I would like to do is we figured out that you are allowed to be in the park after dark.
They just want to move.
They
you
just
can park
want
outside
out.
The gates.
Yeah, if you park outside the gates, they can close the gates and.
Yeah, he
you
was super nice. He was like, "Oh, I don't care what you do.
You can't.
You're not gonna be able to move your car.
Exactly. So that was nice.
Yeah.
But next time we go, like I said, we've been to Salem twice. The first time we went was when we rented the car and went to Profile Rock and Lizzie Borden. And that I have to say that's something I loved our trip last time.
Yeah.
But it was something that was missing.
Yeah.
Our favorite pictures were taken there.
Yeah.
And things like that. It was just,
More of a day for the scenery of Massachusetts.
Yeah, for sure.
Going, like, because it is absolutely, it's so beautiful, and that was kind of our day where you just wandering around the woods and stuff was gorgeous, yeah. And it is, it throws you right into the changing of the leaves, fall, I mean, it screams it, it's so pretty.
Yeah, and that was after Halloween, so it was super quiet. Yeah, very quiet. We had breakfast in the morning, and then we went to there, and everything was just super nice and super quiet. But as we mentioned, that was on our way home from Lizzie Borden, which
yep.
was amazing. Since we were little girls, everybody's heard it.
Forever. I think everybody knows the story of Lizzie Borden and all that stuff. And we were close enough that we were able to go take the tour.
The hype, it's
totally worth yeah. it. Like, if you
it lives up to every expectation.
For sure. The people there absolutely are 1,000% dedicated to the story, to the building, to their job. They made it so fun and worthwhile. They weren't just like tour guides.
No.
Like, oh, you walk into this room, this is where her father was found. They want to know every answer that you want to know, and this was here, and look at this little thing, and he stepped on this. I mean, they knew, it was like they were there. They yeah. are dedicated.
Well, and they all, it was nice because there's a gift shop out back. And because they do certain tours, or I'm sorry, a certain amount of tours every day, there can't obviously be just one tour guide. So there's a few, and whoever's in the shop at the time checking people out is not doing the tour, and then the other person does the tour. And they argue, like, they've had fun trying to, you know, if you ask them
who what do they you think?
Yeah. yeah, like, who they think killed the her parents and everything
who
like
was
that.
It? Do you think it was Lizzie or do you think it was someone else?
Yeah, so and, that's a lot of fun to they hear were, them banter about that.
Yeah. Well, I like that they had their opinions. Like, I would give anything to be on that coffee break where they're like, you are fucking crazy. That is yeah. not right. He was never there. Mm-hmm. Like, because you can just see them all sitting around and having, like, a good argument about what yeah. happened.
We can't recommend going there enough.
And the house is amazing. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
It's like
they
a
take
bright
such
green.
Good care
oh, yeah.
of it.
And it's like bright green paint. Doesn't look like it's been painted less than, I would say, a week ago. Like,
yeah, I know.
Impeccably kept.
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
And
so
you can actually stay there. We unfortunately,
yes. That's a lot of planning though.
Yeah.
But you can.
You can stay there. Over Halloween season, I would say that if you wanted to stay at Lizzie Borden House, like we will eventually, that will probably be on one of our summer or winter
that will,
trips.
It won't be on
it
Halloween.
It will not be on Halloween.
No.
Because there's absolutely.
New England is just too crazy for Halloween yeah. as it is. So you just can't.
It won't. It absolutely yeah. will not work out.
Yeah.
But they're open 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, all year, except for Thanksgiving and Christmas is the only days
yep.
that they're closed. So you can literally, and you can rent, I think, I know it's expensive, but if you want to rent out the entire house, you can do so for $1,500, which there's 6 rooms.
Yes.
So if you get enough people, it can be
I
like
really don't think
$200.
It's that, yeah, I really
yeah.
don't think that's a bad.
No. If you get enough people and you fill up the house with people that you know, and there's also a ghost
and they leave
hunting.
You. They said that they leave.
Yeah,
you can they have like equipment.
Yeah,
and all
they
kinds
do
of stuff.
In the basement. They do like a little ghost hunting session with you, and then they lock up for the night or
yep.
And kind of leave you to do your bidding and
yeah.
give you all kinds of ghost hunting equipment and everything like that, so you don't have to bring anything. Although you know we do have our own ghost hunting kit.
A little bit.
But yeah, so that's definitely.
I think
something.
It's totally worth it. I know that number might scare some people that
yeah.
aren't like super into it. But if you are a follower or you're into the spooky and in that is a drop in the bucket price,
yeah.
I think it's super affordable.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, the more people that you bring, like 6 rooms is a lot of people. That can be up to 12 people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, so that can be what? That's like 150 each for
yeah,
the night.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, you know, you're in, if you're in Salem and going to Lizzie Borden, you're paying those prices. Believe me. Like,
oh,
hotels are insane.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, we paid for a not haunted
yeah.
historical place for more than that. So.
Yeah. So,
And the house is gorgeous. It's comfortable, too.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. So
it's the best stove in the kitchen.
Sam's a baker, so she notices those things.
But, yeah, it was amazing. Our tour guide was, like, an older gentleman, and he was awesome.
Absolutely awesome.
Like, you kind of, it sounds bad, but, like, you kind of roll up, and he's got a t-shirt and jeans on, and it's kind of like, oh, okay, they don't really take this seriously.
Yeah.
And then the minute he starts talking, he starts his story, and he starts his narrative, and it's boom.
And it wasn't a show, either. He was that passionate about telling the story. You could tell he was so, and we went, I mean, midday, they had just gotten done with the tour when we were getting in there, and not tired, I mean, not just like, all right, here, I mean, excited to go in there and see, I guess, I don't know, see people's reactions, see if they, what they're, it was so cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. And they show you, he actually has like a folder full of pictures, because it hasn't been proven haunted, but there's been enough sightings and enough experiences for people that it can definitely be one of those things that is speculated. And he shows you pictures of what looks like, if not Lizzie, her sister, looking out the window. Yeah.
They definitely don't sell it on the haunted fact.
Yeah.
They are selling it on the historical fact of the murders that took place.
Well, and it's a brutal murder that everybody knows about, so really, the haunted thing is kind of takes a back seat to that. But
yes, and they do that. They make it so that it takes a back seat. That's what I love about up there and all that history in Salem and there is they are not, it's not Disney-fied like everything is here.
Yeah.
Where they're trying to sell it to a tourist kind of thing. And they're like, ooh, did something just touch your shoulder? They want to teach you. They want to teach you the facts.
They don't want to bullshit you.
It is really great. Really, really great.
And they know that they're going to get their money and they're going to have tours no matter what, whether it's haunted or not.
Yeah, so they don't care.
But that's definitely, that's one of the things on our bucket list that is not part of the three of ours each.
We want to stay there, but we have been there, so we didn't want to include it.
Yeah, because we have been there.
I'm the full experience been there.
Yeah.
So.
Did the tour, got the t-shirt, and
exactly.
The mug.
So.
But it was awesome.
It was
very awesome.
Super cool.
But as we said, that brings us to our big Halloween destination.
Yep.
The place where anybody who's seen Hocus Pocus wants to go for Halloween or any other movies, which we will not mention about Salem because they're horrible, is Salem.
Yeah.
We have been there twice.
Halloween destination.
Yep. We've been there twice over Halloween. Spent 6 days both times.
Yep.
And it's heaven. Amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's everything and more.
Like, I know that a lot of people, like, you get that kind of, a lot of expectations are not met with certain things.
Yes.
And with Salem, every single one of my expectations was met.
You just want to go back.
Yeah.
Like, every time, I just want it to roll around again as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Because it just seems like we come home and we think of 10 more things where it's like, oh, could have done that one more time. Can we just do this one more time? Like, it is absolutely unreal.
Yeah.
Absolutely unreal.
The one of the problems with Salem as a Halloween destination is that if you want to go for Halloween, you have to book at least a year in advance.
Yeah.
I believe that last time we did the hotel, I had to book in August of the year before we were going.
Yeah.
Same with the first time that we went. Both times we stayed at the Salem Waterfront Hotel.
It's great.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's one of the
right in the center of town.
Yeah. It's one of the two main hotels. Well, really, two only hotels right now.
Yep.
I think the Hotel Salem opened.
No, it did.
But while we were there, it was one of two options.
Yeah.
So, it's more of a modern hotel. The other one is the Hawthorne Hotel, which one day we would like to stay in.
Yeah,
but
just for the experience of it.
Yeah, and that's supposedly haunted as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's where Stephen King, was inspired for 1408.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people have actually stayed in.
Yeah.
Famous
people. The sixth
people
floor
and,
is the one that's haunted. But there is a lottery, like a legit, literal lottery to get in. Yeah, to
and
be able to get hotel
rooms.
And we
would rather just go. So.
Yeah. So we booked the Salem Waterfront Hotel. Like I said, it's great. They have their own Halloween party. Last time we went, we actually went to the Halloween party, which we hadn't done the previous time that we went. And won third place in their Halloween costume contest.
Got the coolest coolest prize.
Yep. We got a signed Jason mask by Kane Hodder.
Yep.
And a signed photo by him.
Yep.
And it was pretty awesome. We didn't expect going in that we would win anything, but our costumes were the Beetlejuice group.
Yep.
We were Beetlejuice, Lydia, and Miss Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Did a lot of makeup.
A lot of makeup, but it was
3 hours worth of makeup, but it was definitely worth it. Yeah, because we did it. The Halloween party was on the Saturday night, and then Halloween was on the Monday.
Yes.
So we did Tuesday.
Something like that.
Yeah, so we did the makeup both nights. Totally worth it. One thing is, if you have an awesome costume and you're walking around the streets of Salem on Halloween night,
you're not going to make it very far.
You do not get anywhere. The first time that we went, we had kind of more individual costumes.
We did, like, a couple's costumes.
Yeah. So, one of the guys, like, my husband dressed as Jareth. I was Sarah.
And then we were Day of the Dead, basically.
Yeah,
Sugar Skull. Just had Sugar Skull, so.
And.
You can't make it anywhere.
No. My husband, that year, the first time we went.
Mobbed.
Yeah.
Completely mobbed.
He got screamed about being the babe with the power and dance
just
magic
every Jareth thing you can think of.
And we were gobsmacked, like completely did not expect
it. No.
Like we always do a bucket list for any vacations that we go on, which we recommend doing because it's super fun
to
try and cross stuff off. But we had wanted one picture.
We wanted somebody to be like, can I get a picture with you?
Exactly.
And the elevator's doors. Yeah, the elevator doors opened off the hotel, and instantly this lady turns around with her daughter and was like, oh my God, we have to get a picture of you.
Yeah.
And we fangirled on ourselves, basically.
Yeah.
We were so excited. And
it was
then
pretty
last
awesome.
Year was insane.
Yeah. So the first time we went, we knew that we would get pictures the next time we went because Beetlejuice is less of a cult. More of a
well-known by almost
well-known
everyone,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we got one of those little clickers that they use when you're going through a gate.
We were wondering.
Yeah, we didn't know how many pictures
Halloween,
the first time.
I mean, we start getting ready around noon.
Yeah.
And we try and get into the streets around 4 to 5.
Yeah.
But we're out there until about 2.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 2. Where, again, this is really nice, and this city is completely managed to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
The streets close. You need to go out.
Yeah.
And away.
And they kind of, the police kind of form a line and kind of push you to where
wrangle you out.
Yeah. If you're not in a restaurant or in your hotel, go home.
Yeah. They don't want you in the streets. And it's very nice. It's very orderly. And it's really cool. And everybody just seems to be on the same page about it. The streets are so kind. And hundreds of thousands of people are there. And it doesn't feel that way.
No, not at all.
But we're out there for 6 or 7 hours,
yeah.
And we're like, I wonder how many pictures over the course of this night does it actually take. So I did have a clicker. I had it hidden.
Yeah, she had a bouquet because she was Lydia, so she had it hidden within her bouquet, and I think her thumb almost fell off.
It was just smiling and going, that one, there's that one.
Yeah.
Did you get that one? There, 1, 2, 3. Oh my God. So
well, and there's
what
people,
did we end up with?
894 pictures taken of us.
Yes, we
and
did.
That's the ones that we see.
That's the ones we see.
That's
what
not
I could
call. You know, that's not the like quick snap of like, oh my God, look at them.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Those are the people stopping us to take
pictures. Yeah, because usually it's like our back against
group.
A wall, and then it is like red carpet status. There's people around you in like a 180 degree kind of dome, and they're just standing there taking pictures of you, and you kind of wait until it gets down to like 2 or 3, and you're like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
And you try and like walk 20 feet a little bit farther.
Yeah, it was madness. There's a mall there, like the Essex Street pedestrian mall, and you can go into the mall from Essex Street, which is the more busy pedestrian area, because it's bricked, like it's brick. It's not.
There's no cars.
Nobody drives through it.
Yeah, you can just be in the street.
So you can shoot through the mall and come out the back of the mall to where, like, the church and everything is and kind of be not hidden because people still walk there, but.
It's just a quicker route.
Yeah. So a few times in that night, if we needed a drink or we needed
to
go to the bathroom or anything,
away.
We had to slip through the mall into the back streets to go to get wherever we needed to go because we couldn't get more than 5 feet without somebody stopping us.
No, and one person stops you and you try and be nice or you take a picture with their kid, and then it was like everybody's just like, oh my God, they stop, like go, go, go. And there's 20, 30 people suddenly in a group. But it is so much fun if you are dedicated to Halloween.
Yes.
And you got to be dedicated. And if you just like the Halloween season or the fall season, go before or after Halloween. Mm-hmm. But if you are dedicated to Halloween, you got to put it on to be able to be there for Halloween.
Yeah. You have to know that if you have a costume that people will recognize and it's a good version of that costume, excuse me,
they're going to be after.
They're going to be after you.
Yeah. And it's great. It really is great, but either you're ready to draw attention to yourself or don't.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to just enjoy and go drink, then put on, like, a masquerade mask. And yeah. You know.
Or this is my costume t-shirt.
Yeah,
or...
like, but they're ready to stop. There's a lot of tourists there. There's a lot of Indians. There's a lot of, Asians. Yeah. I mean, this is a tourist destination for this particular thing. And yeah. They end the night on fireworks.
Yeah.
Which are really cool.
Well, and actually, Haunted Happenings is an entire month-long celebration.
Yes.
So if you want to go October 5th, there's stuff to do on October 5th.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, Halloween is all the time. But if you are, like, hellbent... Yeah. You can't miss actual Halloween.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You can get the Halloween experience from October 1st to October 31st. Yeah. Like, by far. But
there's people wearing costumes in the street.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the way through October.
Yeah, all through October. You can get dressed up and feel comfortable any day.
Yeah, but that experience is insane. Well, and you'll see other, like, we were Beetlejuice, so obviously there's multiple.
And we ran into,
there was a dog that was dressed as Beetlejuice.
And we got, we actually were able to run into, I can never remember their names, Baldwin and the other one.
Oh, the Maitlands?
The Maitlands, yeah. But in their, when they try to scare Lydia,
yeah,
so their
so
faces
their
are pushed.
Yeah, they've got the big papier-mâché mask on.
Yeah, so we actually ran into them, and that was super cool, because it just added to the group.
Yeah, so we have pictures
funny.
Of all of
it. It was super fun.
Anything we talk about, I'll try and put pictures
on
Instagram.
Yeah, we'll try and post some stuff, because it was really cool.
Yeah.
But that's our number one, you got to.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that you can do during the day in Salem that doesn't have anything to do with the Halloween. Like, one of our favorite places to go is the House of Seven Gables.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing. You can get a tour. I think it's like $8 or something like that. It's crazy.
Nothing.
But it's a historical house. It's been there since the 1800s.
Beautiful garden.
Yeah.
Beautiful landscaping around the place.
If you're a literature fan and you like Nathaniel Hawthorne, obviously it's the house that inspired his novel. But they take you through the house. They explain everything. You're pretty much allowed anywhere in the house. There's only a few things that are cordoned off.
Mostly, it's the original wood planking.
Yeah,
they don't
that
want
they
you
don't
stepping
really
step on that
on
stuff. But you can go almost anywhere.
Yeah,
like 1,000%.
But they also, it's really cool because I guess once Nathaniel Hawthorne had written the book, he had said about the brother was able to get around the house kind of like a ghost. So the older woman who owned the house back when that came out. Wanted to kind of add to the house a way that he would have been able to get around. So there is an entirely hidden staircase inside the chimney in the House of Seven Gables.
That is, I don't understand how you don't freak out in it. Sam
is amazing.
Very weird about claustrophobia and little spaces and getting stuck spaces. And this is the only time that we get to that part in the tour, because we've taken it twice now, that I have, like, the worst anxiety attack, this thing. And they're like, come on, and... I don't know. I just feel like I'm not going to fit.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't have that problem.
It's just the weirdest thing, but I think it's because it's so upright.
Yeah.
Whatever. It is the coolest freaking staircase.
If I could have anything in a house, that would be what I would want.
It is super
just
cool.
Just the random...
Just know that...
Yeah, but it's worth it. It's worth the tour just for the stairs. But the rest of the house is amazing, too, and they have all different types of, like, antiques and stuff from back
go
when
during
was...
the day, though. We did do... Yeah. Not by too much of a choice... But we did do an evening one, and you cannot see the outside or the garden too much.
Yeah, so it's still fun because you get to do the tour.
It was super fun, but the outside is gorgeous.
Yeah, you need some pictures, and you need
and
to
it's
just
right
be able to experience
on, is that an
it.
Ocean?
It's like the
it's
Salem
like a channel.
Sound.
Kind
yeah,
of
like a harbor.
Well, yeah, so it's right on a harbor, too. The scenery there is beautiful, so try to go during the day. Night was great.
Yeah.
Try to take in... How beautiful this house is, though.
Well, and it's nice because even in October, it's not super busy.
No.
Like, they make sure that there's just enough people on the tour, and then they'll do another... Because by the time you're in the dining room, somebody else can be in the room behind you doing
that
part of the tour.
Yeah, it's not, yeah.
Another thing is the Salem Witch Museum, that if you Google Salem, it's the iconic Gothic-looking church.
Yep. Absolutely beautiful.
It's amazing. It's and it's very, very cool. I can see how some people would say that it's a little cheesy.
It's outdated.
But it's, you know, they've got the wax figures and they go through the whole story of how the Salem Witch Trials happened. And
it's
then,
almost like a reverse, what is that, the Circle Theater?
Like a Theater in the Round.
It's almost a reverse Theater in the Round.
Where you're in the middle the show happens around you. Yeah.
It is outdated, I can say that. Yeah. It is definitely outdated, but not outdated. The story is obviously very true.
And it's not going to change.
The story's not going to change. It's all factual. You learn a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, the building is gorgeous. And you know what? Just through the storytelling, for whatever reason, because we're all, this area is huge on middle school and high school tours.
Yeah.
It's got to be freaking awesome going to school there.
Well, and because the Salem Witch Trials, you learn obviously about when you're, whether it's elementary school or middle school, it's a very, they can bring them
theirs
there.
Theirs is interactive.
Yeah. They can see everything and they can see the wax figures.
So there's a ton of kids every time we go there.
But thankfully, everybody's always respectful.
It is, but it's interesting.
Yeah, and it's cool. I mean, it's kitschy. It's a little outdated.
It is.
But it's not anything that you have seen before.
No, you've never seen this before. This is a different theater style by
far. Yeah, it's really, really cool.
It is really cool. So that is, you do. You really do have to get in there and do it. What, 30 minutes? 35 minutes? And it's a tour. They tour you through the actual museum.
Yeah, you sit in the theater, learn about the witch trials, and then you go through a second museum that kind of goes through the witches from when they were back.
What they mean.
What they thought it was back then.
Yeah, exactly.
To what movies did it and what it is now with the Wiccan religion and everything. But
it's really cool. Just a history about witches.
Yeah, it's very interactive, very fun. And there's also, like, the cemeteries there.
Beautiful.
The old burying point is there. If you want to see any kind of hocus pocus filming locations, Ropes Mansion is where Allison's house is. They have the town hall where the parents go for the Halloween party. The high school is on Salem Common. If you want to take a little trek, the Max and Danny's house is on number 4.
And it was so cool.
We took our bikes there.
It was so cool.
Is on number 4 Ocean Avenue, and it's beautiful. It's weird because in the movie they don't show that it's right on the water, except for like a little bit. But I would be utilizing the crap.
It rocks.
Yeah,
everything.
Like it's right on the water.
Right on the water is beautiful.
And it's not as big as you would expect it to be from the movie, but it's a beautiful house, and it's got the little turret at the top and everything. So, and then we haven't gone to it yet because we haven't been able to, but the cemetery where Max rides his bike and they see Ice and, the other guy, that's in Marblehead. So you can actually see the grave where they're standing on, which they shouldn't really be doing, but you can see that if you go to Marblehead, the cemetery there. But like I said, Salem has 3 cemeteries. We've been to 2 of them.
Yep.
Old Burying Point and Charter Street is Old Burying Point, and then Howard Street Cemetery.
Yes.
And apparently Howard Street Cemetery is, you have a good chance of seeing Giles Corey, who was pressed to death during the Salem Witch Trials. Apparently Howard Street Cemetery is where that happened, so there's a good chance that you might see Giles Corey ghosts, but don't try, because they say that if you see Giles Corey's ghost, Salem will burn. So don't do that. We went there during the day, but that was fun. That wasn't something we'd done the first time.
No. It was easy to get to. That's the great thing about Salem, too, is walkable.
Yeah.
So walkable.
Yeah, we walked about 8 to 10 miles a day. But you
it
can
didn't
be,
feel it.
If you're more organized, you probably can walk maybe 4 miles a day.
Yeah, if you want to, really utilize your energy, I guess, but it didn't feel like it, and we love doing it anyhow.
They have a bike share.
Yes.
Where all you have to do is download the app, go up to the bike share. There's a few, like 3 or 4 in town everywhere. Unlock the bike with your app and go on your merry way. I think it's like $20 for the day or whatever.
$12.
Oh, was it $12?
Well, it was $3 an hour.
So, yeah, something like that.
It was $3 or $4 an hour. Yeah. It was three because we had it for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I paid $12.
So it's $12. It's amazing. And then you can drop it off at any of the other places too.
Yeah,
so
you don't just have click to go it back. Into a thing and yeah. you have an oh yeah.
And you don't have to go back to the specific no. one that you got it from as long as the there's a space to thing. Put it. Yeah.
It is so cool.
And we were able to get more done that way. Like we went to Gallows Hill Park where is
one of our favorites.
Yeah, there's our swings picture there.
Destination.
Yeah, there's picture like you go up a big hill. There's also Proctor's Ledge there, which they recently found out behind the Walgreens is where they hung.
Yep.
And so there's a memorial where they hanged them. Hung is something else. Hanged is when
hanged
they,
is. Yeah. It doesn't sound right. I know. It's never sound right to me.
So it's where they hanged the witches, or the presumed witches.
Yes.
So there's a memorial there now.
And but, also a Walgreens.
Yeah. Which has really nice fuzzy scarves.
Yeah, which I think which should be stolen. Torn down for yeah. historical purposes.
It's so weird.
It's just really strange to be like, wow, the greatest thing, one of the worst, most memorable things in history happened here, and there's a Walgreens.
Yeah. So, and it's where, if you go to the top of the hill to Gallows Hill Park, you can also see the Salem Water Tower.
Yep, that's
that
cool.
That has the iconic witch
yep,
on it.
Has the witch on it, which is super fun.
Her hat is the A, I think.
Something like that.
And then on the other end of town is Salem Willows Park, which unfortunately has never been open because it's only open during the summer months.
Yeah.
I think it closes in end of August, something like that. But it's really cool. All the houses down there are beautiful. And there's Dead Horse Beach.
Which is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's like a pebble beach. Not huge, but it's really nice to walk around. We did the Devil's Chase 6.66 miler.
Yeah.
And it starts and ends there. And it's a beautiful run. You run all around Salem,
gorgeous
highly recommended.
Houses.
Yeah. You go through all the neighborhoods, yeah. You go through all the Willows neighborhoods.
Then you go through like the beachfront mm-hmm. and stuff. It was very cool.
Yeah. It was, it's
definitely
even if you just want
one time experience.
Yeah. I'm a runner. Caitlin is not.
I got a cool shirt and I got a medallion and my job is done.
Yeah. So that's definitely something that we recommend when you're there.
For sure.
If you're there when it's happening. It's usually the Saturday either before or after Halloween.
Well, and then they had the Creepy Clown 333.
Oh, yeah. So
there's a few.
Yeah, that was it's the same time, same route, but half the route.
And then I think during the month they have a Black Cat one.
Yeah, that's the 10-miler. That's at the beginning of October.
Yeah, so there's a few.
And that's BNS... BNS,
Ooh, good question.
Sports Complex or
something?
BNS Event Coordinators or something
like
that.
Yeah, something
like that. They put on all the... It's a CrossFit gym in Salem, and they do all the races, but
so
it's cool. Like
so,
you get
so
a devil
cool.
medal and everything.
Love
and,
my t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's like a long sleeve shirt and super comfortable, just so y'all know. Totally worth it.
Yeah. They give you the map. It's got the map on the back and everything.
Yep.
But that's definitely, I would highly recommend that because it's Halloween themed, obviously. And other than parties and stuff like that, there's a ton of Halloween stuff themed to do.
Yes.
But yeah, we love Salem. We want to move there eventually.
Is it time for our favorite food places?
Oh yeah, we actually can go to our food places.
Yes.
So there's a few. We mostly eat just big breakfasts.
Yes, but Salem, you can't go wrong.
No.
Because the one place that you could go wrong closed. So the non-cake.
Yeah, and the beer works. We don't recommend Salem Beer Works.
Oh yeah, beer
it's
works.
It's like a TGI Fridays. They just
yeah,
get something
it's
cool.
the one place that's probably just, you know, the closest you're going to get to, like, just a chain. But, oh my god, the food there is so good. So we go to breakfast at... We started this year with Red's.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, our new go-to. It's somehow huge.
Yeah, it doesn't look like much
strange.
From the outside.
But it's huge. Their pancakes are probably 3 foot wide.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, $2. It's the cheapest place that you can get breakfast. It feels like it was made... strictly for you. They have a lobster eggs benedict that I want to marry and spend the rest of my life with. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And
the Ugly Mug is also really good for breakfast.
That was our before go-to.
But unfortunately at the Ugly Mug, you have to wait.
It's small.
So, you know, it's
they
more
try,
of a...
They try, but it's
yeah,
small.
I would say it's more of a lunch place. That way you can already have eaten something. Because if you're going there at breakfast and you got to wait an hour... Like, it's worth, believe me,
oh,
it's
worth it.
The wait.
You need to try
but
it, but...
If you're hungry, you're hungry.
Yeah, it's always an hour wait, and they try, and
yeah.
They're very efficient, and it's, oh my god, the food. They have a crab cakes eggs benedict that I want to have as a side mistress for my lobster's eggs benedict.
Want to be Mrs. Sam that crab cakes egg benedict.
It's great. And the Elvis waffle.
Oh, yeah. It's got, like, peanut butter and chocolate baked into the waffle.
Yeah, peanut butter, chocolate, and banana on top.
Yeah, and Reese's cups.
And Reese's, yeah, it's...
You ain't going to Salem to be healthy. You're on vacation.
No. So. But that's where all the walking comes in.
Yeah.
So it's perfect. After that, they, what is the pier? The
sea level. Sea level is really good. It's a really pretty place, too, and it's right on the water.
It is right on the water, so you can eat and overlook the water, basically.
Yeah, they have a big, it's a giant restaurant, two stories. They have patios that you can go out and be over Salem Harbor. Yes. So it's really nice. And then across the street from there is Longboards.
Which is great.
We went to for a trivia night on Wednesday night, and the food is amazing. Fun. Yeah, the trivia was fun. The food is amazing. The drinks are great. Everything's reasonably priced. Because a lot of stuff is, you know, a little more expensive.
Well, you're getting the best of the best of fish. Right there. Yeah. And, I mean, it is expensive, but what you're getting is totally worth it. If you're getting a lobster roll, it's going to be $15 to $19, maybe $22, depending.
So if you want to eat while you're there, definitely make sure to have that.
Budget that in.
Yeah, we do.
Red's is probably the cheapest for breakfast.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
Amazing. And you're going to see the prices, and you're not going to think that you're going to get that much. You are.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, like, if it's 22 bucks for a lobster roll, you're not getting a hot dog bun.
No, it's a massive.
It's a foot-long sub, basically. Yeah. Like, you're definitely getting your money's worth, so don't be too afraid of the prices. They definitely feed you. And it's, you know, it's fresh. It's good food.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the lobster shanty.
Oh, they're amazing there.
Oh, man.
The lobster grilled cheese and the little wonton things on the menu are amazing.
And the people are to die for. Yeah. But this is another, this place is owned by the same people that own
the
Ugly Mug. Yeah,
and it's been on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
It is tiny. It is like a Airstream kind of sized place.
Thankfully, they have a patio.
They do.
But if it's raining, you're obviously shit out of luck.
You're raining, if it's snowing, depending on what's going on there. So, again, totally worth it, but you might wait.
Yeah.
So, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's super nice. I don't think we've ever had a bad experience.
Never had a bad experience.
At any of the restaurants.
Nope.
Like I said, Salem Beer Works is just TGI Fridays. That was our only bad experience.
Yeah, really. We were just expecting a little bit more. But it's fine.
Yeah, but Lobster Shanty, Ugly Mug, Reds, and Sea Level. And Longboards are basically our favorite. Oh, and we're forgetting the most important thing. While you are there, there is a Starbucks and there is a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
You're gonna need to forget those.
Yeah, don't do that.
And
don't
be
that person.
You're gonna have to go to Jaho Coffee.
Jaho.
It's...
Jaho, we love you and
amazing.
We miss you.
They have the best everything. Everything.
I'm a big coffee drinker. I'm a huge coffee drinker. And they have a bunch of themed coffees for various days and stuff like that. And then Sam does the chais.
Yeah, I'm a tea drinker.
Yeah.
I don't drink coffee. It stunts my growth.
Oh my God. And
it's to die for.
I would give anything for a place like this around us. This is what Starbucks wants to be.
Yeah.
They've got couches.
Mm-hmm.
It's super quiet.
Big game. They've got like a game play with board games everywhere.
Yeah. Super chic. People are super nice and it's unreal.
Yeah.
It's the best coffee that I've ever had. And when it says that it's a raspberry white chocolate, you frickin' taste that raspberry white chocolate. It is so good. So we go there 3 or 4 times a day. I'm not joking.
Yeah. Literally.
Every time we walk by there.
Yeah. If you don't see us with a cup in our hand with little sunglasses on the cup.
Yeah. And a mustache.
We're on our way to get one.
Yeah.
That's
3 or 4 times a day we're there. It's amazing. So shout out to Jaho. And it's perfect. Yeah.
It's what you want as a coffee. It's like central perk of
Salem.
Yes,
it is. Yeah. It is. It's perfect.
Like, it's exactly what you want in a coffee shop.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, that's exactly how I see it. And if you're staying at the Salem Waterfront Hotel, it's literally next door.
Yeah.
You've got a restaurant between there and then
you can, like, shout out the window your order, basically.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay. That was great. I'm sad now, though.
I know. But now we'll talk about our bucket list items. We each have 3, so we'll get to that. Okay, so now we're going to talk about our bucket list items for Halloween destinations, / haunted destinations, because like we said before, they don't all have to be during the fall season.
No.
These are just things that we can...
spooky destinations we want to get to.
Basically.
Spooky Halloween.
So we both picked 3 each.
Yep.
I'll let Caitlin go first.
Okay, well, my number one, which I visited for 30 minutes once, but my number one is the Stanley Hotel. It's iconic. It is the hotel that inspired Stephen King to write The Shining. Him and his wife stayed there the last day before they closed for the off season, and that's where he had the dream where he saw his son running through the halls, like Danny. He was being chased by a fire hose. But he said, you know, they're the only ones that were dining in the dining room. All the chairs were up. It was only their table. They were completely, almost utterly alone in this hotel. And it inspired his writings for The Shining. It's in Estes Park, Colorado. It has the infamous room 217. It really, this hotel has only gained its notoriety of being spooky or haunted because of The Shining. There's not anything really behind it. But, in The Shining, though, because Stanley Kubrick had a different vision for the hotel than Stephen King did, the exterior in Stanley Kubrick's is the Timberland Lodge, and the interior in Stanley Kubrick's The Shining is Awani Hotel in Yosemite. But the TV series movie, The Shining, did use the Stanley, and it's gorgeous. It was built in 1903, Freeland Stanley, who built the hotel, had moved there to cure, he had tuberculosis, and they believed that fresh air was the number one cure for tuberculosis. So he went to that Estes Park and, stayed in the town, that was there. And he did, actually, he was cured, by 1907. But he had a different idea for how, what should be in the town, how the aesthetic should be. So he built the hotel to satisfy his own vision of that. And he built it for his Starlight Elite friends to come and visit and stay in. But yeah, it is absolutely stunning. I was able to actually visit it at least, and it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful, but I would love to stay there. Actually stay there. So that's my number one. By far.
Can I do all three of yours, or do you want me to go?
Why don't you go?
Alright, and my number one, after Salem, obviously, is Sleepy Hollow in upstate New York. I'm pretty sure that everybody knows about Sleepy Hollow with Ichabod Crane and,
Headless Horseman.
The Headless Horseman.
Yep.
So.
It's a great Halloween story, though.
Yeah.
So.
It's amazing. Ties and in that way. There's a Disney movie that's amazing.
Amazing.
But, yeah, I've always obviously wanted to go there. I watched Ichabod and Mr. Toad when I was tiny.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
that was probably one of the first things I ever watched that was creepy. And just always wanted to go there. I wanted to see the bridge and all that kind of stuff. From what I've seen, it's a really nice, kind of like Massachusetts, where it's fall, and it's, you know, the beautiful foliage and old cemeteries, and I know that there's a couple of haunts there and everything. I don't think that there's as much to do there as other places, but I think that just spending a few days there would be amazing.
Well, and we're basic, and we love leaves.
Yes, we do. Bitches love leaves.
Yeah, they do.
And I believe that you have to fly into about an hour away and then drive, but I'm more than willing to do that to go to Sleepy Hollow.
Scenery, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
That's my number one.
For sure. That'd be so much fun. So my number two is Loch Ness. I've always wanted to go there. I am a big believer in Loch Ness and Nessie. I've always just wanted to go to Scotland as it is anyhow, but it is definitely like a destination for me. I want to see it. I want to experience it. It's, in the Scottish Highlands. It's infamous, obviously, for the Loch Ness Monster, which, whatever, real or not, doesn't matter. It's a beautiful place. It's deepest point is 755 feet, and it's the second deepest loch there. And the ruins of Urquhart Castle are right on the Loch Ness, and you can visit those. And the ruins date back to the 13th to the 16th century. So you can do, I don't know if it's, there wasn't a lot of information if it was like a guided tour or whatever, but you can walk through these ruins and be on the lake. So there's like a couple things that you could do there. The rumors of Loch Ness had started in 1933. So relatively recent.
Yeah.
If you think of things in a grand scheme. Mm-hmm. But that's one of those places I've always wanted to experience.
Well, and it would be nice too, because you could do like a whole European tour.
It's just being there, period. Mm-hmm. But if I was there, that would be number one. Like, I gotta go see that. Mm-hmm. So that's my number two, where I want to go.
My number two is New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I've been there once for the day, on a cruise ship. It was a port, and I was very young, so I didn't get to do what I wanted. But all of the voodoo and all of the graveyards and all that kind of stuff, it's
the allure there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something that I've always wanted to go. I'm a huge fan of Mardi Gras. Not a big drinker or anything, so I'm not really sure why, but I like the party and the parade and everything. It's the aesthetic of it, man. Yeah.
Like.
So, New Orleans is definitely somewhere where I want to go. Probably not at Mardi Gras, but it's not too far away from here, so hopefully we'll be able to drive there someday.
See, and I'm always on top of a road trip, man.
Yeah.
Always for it.
Well, there's something more relaxing. Yeah. So. There's something more relaxing about taking a road trip somewhere. So anytime that we can do that, it's really, it's really nice. I apologize. Yeah. I have a cold. But definitely New Orleans. I want to obviously be careful with everything, because I'm a huge believer in voodoo.
Oh, yeah, I have complete respect for them.
Exactly.
But just to be in the town, mm-hmm. and be around it.
And I want to get me some beignets.
Yeah.
The
food there.
Yeah. Oh. It's definitely somewhere in the next couple of years that we have to go.
And a bunch of haunted places.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can't really, like, we don't have, like, a pinpoint mm-hmm. on, like, certain places, but it's New Orleans, man. Like, haunted.
Yeah. Well, and there's a fun fact, not really, but is that all of the tombs that they can't bury underground, like they can't hear, because it's basically swampland, and they would just rise to the top of the water. But some of those tombs in the summer can get to be 150 degrees on the inside, because they're baking in the sun. So it's crazy to me. And like, they have these huge elaborate tombs in the cemeteries, and I just think that that's amazing. So I'd like to go and visit and walk around and see, like, the culture of New Orleans, because I don't think that it's, like, anywhere else in the world.
No.
So.
No. Not at all.
No.
That's super cool. Yeah,
I'm really excited.
My number three is Roswell, New Mexico.
The middle of nowhere.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do a, like, Route 66 trip. Just, I love road trips. I think they're great, and I love driving. If it's not for my job, I love driving. So, but the desert, things like that, that aesthetic, I'm just super into that. But Roswell is so infamous, and I would love to be around that area and go visit it. It's real touristy around there. So many just, like, little alien shops and tourist mm-hmm. traps, and I love that gaudy shit. I think it's so much fun. So I want to go there really bad. It is the infamous site of where the government hiding aliens from us happened, basically. You know, in the mid-1947, a weather balloon, quotation marks, crashed there, and government conspiracies and cover-ups happened. And, it houses Area 51, which is the Edwards Air Force Base, and more conspiracies and cover-ups and this and that. I mean, it's highly, highly, so much security. You can't get near it or on it or anything like that, but I just want to be near it. I want to be in that area. And then just do the stupid tourist shit, too.
And, we like tourist stuff.
Yeah. So I believe.
Not Orlando.
Yeah, I'm not.
I also believe.
So, those are my three.
Oh, and my last one is the Winchester Mystery House. It's in San Jose, California. I'm pretty sure it's pretty well known, but it's Sarah Winchester, who was the heir to the Winchester rifles, yeah, company, and she went to a medium, and she after she lost her husband, this medium told her that all of the ghosts of people that had been killed with the Winchester rifle during the war and everything else were haunting her. And that in order to keep their spirits at bay, she had to continue to build on her house. Mm-hmm. So she kept doing that until she died of arthritis. So it's a house. It spans 6 acres. Mm-hmm. The house itself is 6 acres, which is insane.
And that's with part of it getting destroyed in an earthquake.
Yeah. And then there was rooms that they built and then took down, and it's just, there's stairs up into the ceiling. There's doors that open to the nothing.
Outside. Yeah. Yeah. Just,
I've heard that it's extremely, extremely haunted. So that's definitely somewhere I want to go. Like I said, it's in San Jose, California.
And just the architecture of it, mm-hmm, has to be unbelievable to be in the presence of that place.
And it's beautiful. Like, well, yes, from what I've seen, it's like, it's gorgeous. Beautiful, but you can see like where, you could see where she kind of lost her mind. I'm not a huge believer. I don't really see how building a house would keep ghosts at bay, but I definitely understand.
Whatever was going on with her.
Yeah, she had something.
She had the money to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is fascinating because no one's done it before.
No. So I'm very excited to go
and
there
at some point. She had a sad story. That woman, everything happened to that woman.
Yeah,
so
her husband died. Her daughter died when she was just a baby.
And her children, it was devastating. Her life was just devastating.
So you can kind of see the madness in her house as far as I can tell. So I'd like to obviously see it for its creep factor.
Oh, yeah, but for sure.
If I feel like if there's anywhere haunted, it's going to be there.
So much sorrow.
There's a reason. There was something that happened to her that made her listen to the medium enough to keep building her entire life.
Yeah.
So 24 hours a day, like I said, she would even get to the point where she would build a room or a conservatory on the house or anything like that. And then just take it down once it was built, just to keep building.
Yeah.
So people worked around the clock to keep it going, but yeah.
Fascinating place.
Yeah. I've always
for sure
loved the story behind it and everything.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, I definitely agree with those, too. I would love to see those places.
Yeah.
For sure.
So in the next few years, we'll do that.
Oh, yeah. Our trip bucket list is insane.
Yeah.
Because we have other places that aren't even haunted we just want to go to anyhow.
We have every place, every vacation up until we're 100.
Basically. Planned. And Halloween costumes.
Yep.
Because we keep adding those, too. We are the Sarah Winchester of Halloween costumes.
We are. We just keep
holy
building
crap
on.
We've changed ours like 3 times already this year.
We're not changing again, though.
No. Oh, man. But that was fun. That was super fun.
Yeah. So to close out the episode, Caitlin and I have decided that we are going to we're going to take turns week by week, and we'll end the episode with a story of something that's happened to us in our lives or not.
Is it fact or fiction?
Basically. So comment on our Instagram. We have a Twitter and a Facebook. They're all at the Gorghouls. So we'll tell you the story at the end of each episode, and the beginning of the next episode will tell you whether it was true or whether it was false.
Cliffhangers, they are the worst.
So we'd like you to go to our Instagram, our Facebook, and our, Twitter. And let us know, add us, DM us, whatever you want to do.
Slide in those DMs.
Tell us what's going on, tell us how, you know, you like our podcast, and most importantly, tell us whether you think our story is truth or complete bullshit.
Yeah.
So this week, I'm going to start with our new thing.
We'll get a name for it.
Yeah, we're not really sure what we're going to call it yet, but we're pretty excited about it. So, when I was young, I was born and grew up in England. I moved to America when I was 6. I still have quite a few family members out there. So, part of my dad's family lives in the country in England. not really much there. About an hour from the nearest, like, major city in England. So it's a lot of country roads, a lot of windy roads. Kind of, you know, like my Uncle Bob and Auntie Mai, it's where they lived with my cousins. I won't say their name because I don't want to be creepy. But my cousins live there. So when we went there, it's the kind of windy roads that you have to honk your horn as you're going around because they're make sure that you don't hit anybody.
Wow.
So there's not many places to stay when we go there. So we took my grandparents. They lived in a place called Petersfield. And about an hour or two away is where my cousins and my uncle and aunt lived. So the only hotel that we used to stay in is called Sweeney Hall. It's this big, big, big mansion from back in the day, like, I'm sure, like, the 1800s that a family used to live in. But they've turned it into, I don't want to say bed and breakfast because that doesn't do it justice. It's a hotel. Like, it's insanely huge. It has its own grounds. It has, like, slave quarters. I don't want to say servant quarters in the back.
Okay.
Kind of like barns on the bottom, apartments on the top kind of thing.
All right.
So there's a graveyard out front for the family who used to own the house.
Wow.
So my family and me, it was me, my parents, my brother, my cousins, all my aunts and uncle, like all that kind of stuff. So we're all there. Me and my cousins always used to go exploring, no matter where we were. We used to find security cameras and sing Spice Girls into them and that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So Sweeney Hall, it has a secret garden that's locked.
Wow.
It's a walled garden that's locked that you can't get into.
Okay.
And it has the servants' quarters out back. So my brother and my oldest cousin decided to go off by themselves and, you know, we were the younger kids, so they didn't want anything to do with us. So me and my two other younger cousins, they're older than me but younger than my brother, we decided to go. So we went out to the servants' quarters in the back and we were going to go exploring, but my brother and my cousin scared the shit out of us. So I threw a rock up the stairs, up, you know, and they had gotten up there and they scared the shit out of us. So we were mad. So we went back in the hotel and we're like, fuck it. We, you know, there has to be more to look at. So we decide to go start exploring.
Okay.
So we're going down these hallways and we find a room and it's got like all these old toys in it.
Okay.
Like, you think of, like, the pool duck with the paddle feet.
Okay.
Like,
all
that
right.
kind of stuff.
Right.
Like, more wooden toys as opposed to, like, what we would have had as kids is, like, the
okay.
light-up bullshit.
So, like, some 70s, 80s kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah. You know, maybe 60s
okay.
kind of toys.
Yeah, true. Wooden.
So, a lady comes out with a baby, and we're like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, we expect, I'm guessing that she's, we think it's a little weird.
Yeah.
That, because you would think that a person who worked at the hotel wouldn't be living there with their kid. You
yeah.
know what I mean? But
yeah,
we figured that it's, like, room and board. She works for room and board.
Yeah.
Never saw this woman or anything like that. So, we run away. So, it's creepy. The
yeah.
lady comes out with her baby. There's all these weird old toys and everything. So, we run away. So, we get about maybe 2 floors down.
Okay.
And we're like, fuck this. We're going back. This is ridiculous. Like, we're running away from this place. Like, there's more to explore up there.
Yeah.
So, we didn't want to go back to our parents. They're just sitting in the pub, like, drinking and having a good
yeah.
time. So, we don't want to be those people, those kids that bother their parents. We don't want to hang out with our parents, obviously. We rarely see each other. So, we want to spend time together. So, like, screw it. Like, there was a pair, you know, the stairs go right past it. We'll just, you know, if she's there, we'll apologize again and then say we're going up to our room. But we'll go exploring. Like I said, this is, like, haunting-level mansion.
Yeah.
Like, it's huge.
Wow.
So, we go up the 2 floors.
Okay.
Go to walk past the door. We're trying to be super quiet. And the room's empty.
Wow.
Like, legit empty. Like,
everything.
Nothing. There's no toys.
What?
No lady, no baby. So, we
Ooh,
go.
I just got chills.
Yeah. So, we're like, no. This,
like,
has,
this has
to be
the room.
Yeah, this
yeah.
is the room. So we're like, okay, so we try a couple of other doors. It's their hotel doors, so
yeah.
they've got numbers on them and stuff, which is this one didn't, which is why we went into it in the first place.
It was open.
There's nothing there.
Wow.
Nothing in the room. It's a room. It's a, you know, it's just a regular, I don't know, like not storage room, but kind of like
it's just a room,
like a lounge, you know, like an employee lounge or whatever.
Yeah.
No toys. No, and I'm telling you, this room was packed with toys. Like a normal, you know, you see kids nowadays, they have millions of light up shit and all that kind of stuff. Nothing.
Whoa.
We walked past the door and we were done. We were like, okay. Walked we're straight gonna be back those around. Kids
that yep. hang out with our parents.
Exactly. We went out front. There's some cows out front and stuff. So we went and stayed away from the servants' quarters, stayed away from that floor, and we never went back up there again.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was, I vividly remember it in my head. So.
But. Do you?
Exactly. So you're going to have to tell us in our next for our next episode if I'm bullshitting like a champ or if I'm telling the truth.
Like a scaredy cat.
Exactly. So, like I said, we're at the Gore Ghouls on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Go ahead and give us a like or a follow. We very much appreciate any kind of feedback that we can get from these opinions, episodes. Yeah, opinions,
suggestions. Mm-hmm. What do we think about this? We'll tell you what we think about literally anything. Yep. We have opinions on stuff we don't even know that we have opinions on yet.
So go ahead and comment and let us know if you think I'm a bullshitter or if I'm telling the truth. And we'll see you our next episode, which I believe is going to be about more 90s things with Goosebumps and...
Yeah.
Are You Afraid of the Dark type stuff. Some
creepy kid TV shows.
Exactly. Things that you can watch with your children or by yourself if you don't have any children.
Yeah.
So that's the Gore Ghouls right now for signing off. And we'll see you next time.
See ya.